This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. It's time for the Business of Sports Minute, presented by Southern Company. Southern Company is building the future of energy for the customers and communities they are privileged to serve.
And the business of indoor lacrosse going strong right now. With that, we're joined by the Mooney Cat, Chris Mooneyham, the voice of the Georgia Swarm and host of Between the Boards. Mooney, I guess the Swarm, the playoff push has begun, right?
Yeah, it absolutely has. By the way, it's good news that Chuck didn't just walk in and pop open a can of Sprite, which has been known to happen while other shows are live on the air as well. But yeah. I digress.
I kicked him out of here. He had a can.
He did have a can that it appeared as if he was ready to open it.
A can of sugar-free cookies and Sprite.
That's what it was, a combination of both. But talk about what's going on now with the five-game homestand and the regular season for your Swarm.
Yeah, you're talking about a franchise that spent a good 4 years as a championship contender in that league and has spent the last couple of years in a light rebuild or a retooling, if you will. They haven't won a playoff game since 2018, haven't been in the playoffs since 2019, even though they've had a couple of good years since. And so now as we get into the back half or the latter third of the schedule, five games remaining on the slate, all of which will be at home. They'll host Calgary that has one of the great goaltenders in the world coming up this Friday night, 7:30, Gas South Arena. We'd love for everybody to come on out as this club makes its final kick towards a playoff berth.
So you got Calgary, you got Philadelphia, Saskatchewan, Las Vegas, and Rochester. That's the rest of the schedule. What's the toughest game of the bunch?
Probably this one. Just because this kid, Dale Bianco, is, I mean, you could insert him into a hockey lineup and he could possibly be a starter in the NHL. He has that sort of background. Hockey background. He's a Canadian guy, so no big surprise. Really fine player. It's a good defensive team. They're still trying to figure out themselves offensively, but it's a really great opportunity for the Swarm to make a positive kick towards the playoffs. If they went 4-1 or certainly 3-2 down the stretch, I don't think anybody would be surprised. It's going to be a great time. Look, and I'll invite everybody out again. And I've mentioned this with you guys in the past. This indoor lacrosse, this box lacrosse is a lot like going to your first hockey match or your first soccer match or your first NASCAR race. It's one of those deals where when you walk away from it, you say to yourself, you turn to your buddy or your wife or whomever, and you say, you know what, I'll do this again. This was actually surprisingly fun.
Do you have a phonetic card? Because, again, I think I might not be the same as hockey, but I'm assuming you want to make sure that phonetically you've spelled out everything you need to.
Yeah, absolutely right, because so many of these guys are from the tribes, from the Native Nations up in Canada, the Haudenosaunee tribes, the Iroquois. It's really something. Look, but that's part of what you love. That's the challenge of it, as you guys know.
How many football players, because, again, it's happened. You know, I'm not going to be able to play in the NFL, but I played a little lacrosse in high school. I'm a good athlete. I'll take contact. Is that maybe the next influx of guys in this league?
Yeah, absolutely right. It's part of the reason a lot of kids are playing it at the high school level, because a lot of football players, a lot of kids who don't specialize in another sport, but that is their future sport, because lacrosse can offer that athleticism and that physicality. The National Lacrosse League had a guy who played a minute in the league and then signed an NFL contract. So it happens. These guys are tremendous, tremendous athletes. There's no doubt about that. A lot of former hockey middle tier type collegiate stars and a host of basketball players as well.
So it's the playoff push. It starts tomorrow night. Gas South Arena, Calgary is coming to town. If someone wants to be a part of it, Mooney Cat, where do they need to go?
They can go to GeorgiaSwarm.com and they can search for tickets. I'll tell you, by the way, it's going to be Heroes Night. They're going to have a lacrosse game at the half between firefighters and police officers in the local area. And coming up in a couple of weeks on the 24th, one of our favorites, they're going to do the diamond ring drop. Now, they won't literally drop a diamond ring from the rafters. They'll drop a little ticket, and they'll draw the ticket out. And then you'll win the $14,000 diamond ring Then the season finale will be Marvel Night, where they'll give out Marvel-themed NLL comic books to the first 5,000 customers who come in the door. And, of course, they'll be wearing a Marvel-themed jersey as well.
All right, GeorgiaSwarm.com to get those tickets. Chris Mooneyham, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, gentlemen.
The Business of Sports Minute, presented by our friends at Southern Company. You can check out all our interviews at 680thefan.com, thepodcastpark.com, or on the 680 The Fan app. This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM, or download The Fan app.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.